Yutchet Sivan Simon Kuf Nun Halacha Vav. I'm going to Halacha Yud Beis. A house has a Sefer Torah. That means if a person's a couple's in the hotel and they happen to have a Sefer Torah with them, they're not allowed to have marital relations. They have to make sure to put the Sefer Torah in another room. And if there's no other choice, so then you do what's called a mechitza, a partition, 10 tefachim high. And it should really be completely shmini holes. If there's any holes, then the best thing is to do is to cover the Sefer Torah. If there's a curtain around the bed, sometimes you have these beautiful curtains, canopies, that's not good enough because it's moving. If you tie it down, then it acts actually as a partition. Tefillin, chumash, you know, your gemaras, your art school gemaras, whatever you're bringing with you, the halacha is that you are not supposed to have them out because it's somewhat, I think the idea is that's disrespectful to the Sefer Torah, even though be'etzem your act, the act of marital relations, as we explained, and so important to review many times, is the most beautiful thing. Nevertheless, in respect to the Sifrei Kedusha, one should make sure that they are in a kli b'toch kli, double cover. And there's many ways of double covering it, either literally putting in another bag, double bag, or covering even, as Sokhav Chaim says, if you fold up a double, let's say a shirt, and double it over. So that also is considered a cover. Now, interesting, when it comes to mezuzah, I've seen this many times, sometimes you have a clear mezuzah, that's a problem, because a clear mezuzah, you have something in Hashem's name, which is beautiful, and actually it's an in to do so, but not if it's going to be in the room where couples, a couple lives together and has a married relation. So therefore, the best thing is to make sure that it at least has a cover, you know, has a double cover, so the cloth itself, and then the cover itself, but not to have Hashem's name showing. A person should not be too accustomed to having relations with others. What does that mean? There has to be a time. There has to be a healthy time and balance. And Chazal really figured out beautifully how it all depends on the couple, it depends on the person, it depends on his health, it depends how often he's home. And although as the kids are teaches, even the Talmud Chacham, for example, is supposed to be once a week and supposed to be Friday night, the Ramesh finds the Chazal already says, and the Mishabur says, that today's generation is different. You have to know the world, and you have to know the generation. Therefore, healthy is at least two times a week, and that's Talmud Chacham, and certainly a working person. And this is something that, although it's really presented as the obligation of a husband to the wife, and it's based and it's called Oina. Oina means time. One time, Shem of Gusman says, you know why it's called time? Is because the most important thing is that the couple has time together, and they make sure that even after they have a children, it's so important because that's what, so to speak, the deepest intimacy means to be connected, comes with both the physical and the spiritual and the emotional and the connection, and the couple has to make that happen. It's interesting that even those that are not Talmid Chacham, it's an inyan to have Friday night as a special time to have marital relations, and the husband's obligation, Mishabur says, very interesting, the husband has to send like messages. Obviously Mishabur didn't speak about WhatsApps and texts, but the idea is that Friday night, to before Friday night, to make a proper ishtadus to make sure that the wife is more appeased. And that means that there's effort involved in making sure, especially because we know Friday is mesugal for fights and arguments and the tension. So probably that's also why the Mishabur says to do so. When it comes even to a woman that's pregnant and nursing the stool, it's to be together. And a person is never allowed to cancel unless she's mechal, I mean the wife is mechal. As I mentioned, this is an obligation of the husband, but it's something that really for both to really the person to speak about. It's really the husband and the wife working together to make sure that their relationship is, as the Yavitz writes and so beautifully expressed, that it's a Kodesh Kodashim, it's called the Yavitz, called Cheder Amitos. It's the room of beds, because it's really like the Kruvim that we're in the Beis HaMikdash. So when the husband and wife are not making sure that this happens, it's lacking. It ends up creating a certain distance. Especially when it comes to what's called Leil Tefillah. Leil Tefillah is a little bit night that a woman goes to the mikvah, or as the Kitzur points out, where a woman has a desire to be together with her husband, and the husband notices that that's an obligation similar to Leil Tefillah, the night that she goes to the mikvah, and a person takes note of that, he's going to have banim hagunim, good children. As long as the wife doesn't explicitly, request have relations. This just means a concept of modesty, that it still should be with a sense of modesty. But certainly, if the husband doesn't get the person we discussed, the husband doesn't get the hints, then she should make sure he does. When it comes to the husband and the wife being together, so the Kitzur says that the husband should look at it and shouldn't just focus on his own pleasure. And really, I think the idea is that the intention should be healthy intentions. So the kitzes said it should be that is an obligation to fulfill what the Torah says, the mitzvah d'oraisa of a husband to be with his wife. But now that the benefits, there's benefits, spiritual benefits, physical benefits, and especially the husband's being careful, and the couple is working together to make sure that they have a healthy relationship, that the husband's healthy, that he doesn't have any desires for and cause himself to be mimoyti zel avatala. So the idea is to work together. And there is a concept that Eber cut and bottom, a person has a small limb, and Mar'ivoy said the more he starves it, the more he's going to be satiated, but at the same time it has to be a healthy balance. Just for the sake of taiva, that's where the kitzur says a person should avoid. A person also should try, the couple should try to have relations in the middle of the night. But this too is only if it's practical. And certainly if it's not going to be at the expense of end up being weak and tired and not having an enjoyable experience together. It's extremely important that sometimes couples, the only time they could actually be together is during the day, because during the night they're very wiped, or the children, etc. Also, a person, if he was sleeping, he shouldn't touch his aver with his hands if he didn't wash his hands yet, because it's actually dangerous. And not only that, the kids doesn't mention, that the Mishmur mentions is that there's an Indian to wash your hands before having relations and also afterwards. Shows you the holiness of the act. And lastly, two more halachas. A person should not have relations if it's like in the streets or in gardens, etc., where there's no, it has to be dark in the house because of sense of modesty. And then interesting halacha, that if there's a famine in the land, we learned this actually from Yosef HaTzadik, then one should avoid having relations. But this, of course, doesn't even apply when it's low tefillah. Also, a person has to know, like when there was a COVID. It's COVID, not a famine. Although maybe there was a concern of being a famine. But if there's other types of tzaras, that kids also mentions, but that's not as strict. So really the main thing is when there's a major famine. And even that, a person has to know himself where they're holding. Have a beautiful day.